You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Time once again, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan. And T.R., last couple of weeks, we've been hitting a much more positive tone with these podcasts. The Rangers have been playing much better baseball, very much back in it in the American League West. And part of it was Josh Hamilton. You know, he had produced and come back and given his team a little bit of a lift. And now all of a sudden we're looking at him missing about a month or so with a strained hamstring. What's the reaction in the clubhouse or and around the ball club to this injury?
Well, obviously there's disappointment. Everybody expected Josh to have an impact on this lineup, and he did in his first week. You know, he had the two home run game. He had the big double to win the game on Sunday. Unfortunately, on that double, he rounded first base and felt the hamstring and kept on running and felt it some more. And if he'd just stayed at first base, the winning runs would have scored, and you know, maybe he would have been fine. I don't know. The hamstring has been bothering him, so I don't know if it had been, you know, just delayed before it had really popped up again. But you know, he's going to be out for a month, and the Rangers are going to have to adapt.
Yeah, so they adapt indeed. Now Joey Gallo has been called up, and you know, he was a sensation during spring training. A lot of fun to watch. Great power. I mean, sort of at the significant power, light tower, as they like to call it. And he didn't waste any time getting in the act. Were you at all surprised that he got called up as early as he did? And how long do you expect he'll stay up here with the club?
Well, I wasn't surprised. You know, when Beltre went down, John Daniels kind of hinted that would be the call-up. And I think the Rangers just felt like he was the best option available. You know, there's some question if he's here too early, if he needed more time in the minor leagues. I certainly felt that was the case. I'm not sure this is the right thing for him, but the Rangers felt that way. And, you know, so far so good. After two games, two home runs, you know, the plan is that he would only be here until Beltre came back, which would be roughly the end of June. But, you know, with Hamilton down, you know, Gallo has been playing the outfield on very limited basis in the minor leagues. If this guy keeps hitting, you know, the Rangers are going to have a hard time sending him back.
Yeah, like you say, you know, it might not have been what you would have designed for him, right? I mean, there's always fear that you can get a guy up too quickly, expose him, and he would struggle. But what would be the concern? I mean, it's, you know, he has a couple of games. You figure people are going to make some adjustments to him. You know, he'll get a couple of quick home runs. It oftentimes happens that way. Teams start making adjustments. But then is the concern just the mental, you know, the ability to make adjustments and deal with challenges at the big league level, just feeling overwhelmed? What is the real risk when we talk about bringing guys up too early?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just a matter of philosophy. I mean, there's old-time baseball guys will tell you that a player needs 2,000 at-bats in the minor leagues, and after that you take your chances. I mean, you can't leave them down there forever. I mean, the concern is they'll be overwhelmed by major league pitching. I mean, it's a little different than Double-A. He's not been to Triple-A yet. You'd like a more gradual approach to breaking into the major leagues. I mean, that's a concern. We'll see. You know, obviously Chris Sale is one of the best pitchers in baseball. He struck him out three times pretty easily the other night. You know, we'll see how it goes. As, you know, going to Kansas City this weekend and to Oakland, you know, he's going to face a lot of good pitching. You just have to see how he reacts, how he makes adjustments, how he handles himself.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I get it, right? I mean, you see it all the time where guys do get overwhelmed and then may not be able to find their way back. And then you see situations where guys, you know, just make the adjustment. They fit right in and sort of surprise everybody and do real well and never look back. And, you know, I don't know that it's a perfect example of the other side of that, but Delino DeShields, a Rule 5 draftee from the Astros organization, I don't know if he was the last man, but he's very close to the last man to make the roster out of spring training. And you know what? The guy has really sort of fit in, and it looks so far anyway, like maybe he should have been here for a while. I mean, he looks pretty comfortable.
You know, he's done a great job. I mean, he's used his talents the way they should. You know, he bunts. You know, he can run. You know, if he hits the ball on the ground, he's got a good chance to beat it out. You know, he's got great speed, and, you know, speed you can use both offensively and defensively. You know, his father was a Major League Baseball player, so he's got that pedigree. I mean, he certainly, you know, he played all last year in Double-A. He hasn't been to Triple-A. But you're right, he's fitting great so far. The Rangers have used him well. They've not tried to overexpose him too much. But, you know, now that Hamilton's down, you know, they may have to, you know, play him every day. But he's done a great job.
Yeah, I know it's probably a pretty tired topic for you, not just this year, but, you know, the last couple of years. This team has been decimated by injuries. And maybe, you know, I don't know why that would necessarily be. I'm sure it's just sort of random chance, but are these the type of things that get examined to the point where somebody's like, come on, we must be doing something wrong? Does anybody ever pose it that way? Because it's uncanny the number of really devastating injuries this team has had now in a year and a half.
Yeah, they studied it this offseason. I know their conditioning coach, Jose Vasquez, really worked hard this offseason to make sure everybody was doing their offseason regimen. You know, they've studied it very hard, but, you know, the injuries keep happening. Some of these are unavoidable. You know, I think the biggest concern is a lot of these are recurring. You know, they thought the guys were healthy, and they bring them back, and they have a relapse. I think that's the biggest thing. But, you know, the thing that's holding them together is their depth and their minor league talent, and they've had to really push that minor league talent more than they've wanted to. And it's a tough situation. You know, there's no easy answers. And, you know, Adrian Beltre, you know, he's had some leg issues, but he hurt his hand sliding into second base. That was totally unexpected. I mean, you know, they're just dealing with it one by one and, you know, trying to get through it.
Yeah, I guess on the positive side, they have seen a resurgence of sorts by Shin-Soo Choo. He seems to have kind of figured things out the last 4 weeks or so, hitting over 300, the on-base percentage closer to 400 for about the last month. And maybe not surprising that the team's play has improved dramatically over that stretch. Seems like he's kind of a real key cog to this offense in a more subtle way.
Well, Shin-Soo Choo is a very good baseball player. I mean, we've known that, Dave, for a long time. I mean, you know, he's had some injury issues. They've set him back. I think, you know, living up to the contract has kind of weighed on him a little bit. But you know, when the guy is healthy, he's a very good baseball player. He knows how to hit. He knows how to work a pitcher. He knows how to play the game. If the guy stays healthy, he can be a very productive player. And, you know, in May, we saw that. I mean, April was tough for him. May's been a whole lot better, and, you know, the Rangers hope that, you know, this guy simply does what he's done in his career in Cleveland and Cincinnati. If he does that, he'll be fine. It's just a matter of staying healthy and, you know, not letting the contract overwhelm him and not letting the expectations overwhelm him. You know, I think the Rangers were hoping that, you know, with Adrian Beltre and Josh Hamilton and Prince Fielder and some other guys, that, you know, he wouldn't feel like this overwhelming need to carry the ball club, and I think that's worked to a certain extent. He just needs to stay healthy.
Do you think some of the struggles in April were due to him maybe not quite being up to full strength?
Well, he missed a lot of time last season, and I think that's part of it. You know, Chiefs just has to relax and not worry about being the man, not worried about being the main cog to this lineup, not worried about living up to the contract, just playing the game the way he's always played it. If he does that, he'll be fine.
Yeah, well, he has been doing that lately, and the team has been playing a whole lot better. Rangers making a move in the American League West Division. TR, always good to talk to you. We'll look forward to doing it again next week.
Okay, we'll see you guys later.
All right, that's TR Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.